From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey's armed forces and rebel allies pushed deeper into Syria Sunday, the fifth day of an offensive President Recep Tayyip Erdogan insists is aimed at both U.S.-backed Kurdish fighters and militants of Islamic State. Turkey sent in its military into Syria Wednesday, seizing the border town of Yarablus from IS militants. At a rally Sunday, Mr. Erdogan vowed to give all support to actions aimed at clearing Syria and Iraq of the Islamic State and root out the Kurdish Democratic Union Party, a reference to it as a separatist terror organization. Regional analyst Anthony Billingsley of the University of New South Wales says this could undermine the fight against Islamic State.
They're reasonably closely connected to the PKK, which is a fairly radical Turkish nationalist group based essentially in Turkey. The Turks have gone after this group, which has been the most effective force fighting Islamic State on the ground. The danger is it's going to detract attention from Islamic State.
Turkish officials say their goal in Syria is to ensure Kurdish forces don't expand the territory they now control along Turkey's border while driving IS militants from their strongholds. Supporters of Gabonese President Ali Bongo and his chief rival, Jean Ping, are both claiming victory and alleging fraud in the tiny, oil-rich West Central African nation's presidential election. Official results of Saturday's ballot won't be known until Tuesday. Gabon does not have a runoff system, so the candidate with the most votes in the 10-candidate field will win the election. A Ping victory could end a half-century of Bongo family rule. This is VOA News.